Listen to Pete Jones on Radio Reverb, or we will come and haunt you. We are Radio Ghosts.
This interstitial announcement has been brought to you by Radio Ghosts, the thinking man's show, Wadi Wadi.
Now, in the studio, we have the mighty powerhouse of guitar and singer-songwriting from Tim Holthouse. My friend Tim, how are you?
I'm good, yeah. Nice to be here. It's been a lovely day in Brighton.
You see, that's the thing. What have you been? Have you been a busy boy today? What's been going on?
I was hanging out with my friend Trimmer, my friends Trimmerkind, who are fairly young. I think they're in their very early 20s. They're here at university. Originally from Exeter, and we're doing a split tape cassette CD.
What?
And they're talking about doing a lathe cut vinyl as well.
Good grief.
And been sorting the details of that, and John T from Barbed Radio is also from the university there, is going to also trying to get me in for a session as well.
Fantastic.
And stuff, so we've been hanging out.
What a great day.
The wildest thing for me is that Rowan, who is the singer and creator of Trimmerkind, when I left Exeter, where I know their father really, really well.
Good link.
In fact, I worked with him at the Real McCoy in Exeter. And the craziest thing was that Kathy, who also used to cut my... Their mum used to cut my hair.
Great job. Beautiful job.
I've got a hat on at the minute.
But, doesn't matter.
Not now, but back then. Anyway, cut my hair, and Kathy used to cut my hair. And Kathy was pregnant with Rowan, like, when I left Exeter. And
don't
it's like, now they're in their 20s,
that's
so I feel
wrong,
like
it?
Super old.
So wrong. One last time, what are they called? What is the name of the band?
Trimmerkind.
Modified.
And it's if you look it up on the internet, there's a whole story behind what a Trimmerkind is.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Yeah, it's like, it was like a secret room in a mall. It's a whole story about a secret room in a mall. There was this dead space left, and these kids came in and took it over and lived there and played PlayStation and would like sneak in and out to go and get food. And it's a wild
is
story.
Is it in like every mall or just one mall?
Just one particular mall.
Had this room called Trimmerkind.
Yeah.
You're just blowing my mind. You do, you know, on a regular basis. Now, listen, we had Lewis McHale in. And you guys were doing a double. Explain how you know Lewis and what you did together.
So I met Lewis in a venue just down the road from here. I think it was called Yellow something, Yellow Bricks or something. It's got a well in the middle. That's what I remember about it. It had a well with like a bit of glass over it, and I was getting vertigo looking down it. And Lewis played, was fantastic, and we sort of stayed in touch. And Lewis has been very supportive of my music over the years. As I would maybe say, a fan and a sort of understudy to me in some respects.
Yeah.
We decided we were going to do. Lewis was like, "Oh, when you next tour Spain and Portugal again, because I now live in Spain, would you be up for taking me round?" And I said, "Sure, I like your music, I like you as a person, this seems like a good
tick,
idea
tick, tick. Yeah.
And then said "Oh, we should do a split." And then we decided a split tape cassette in my label R Real Records.
So cool. I'm holding it here.
Yeah, it's he's super into tapes, and he does such a good job at putting them all together.
Yeah.
It's like black and red. It's like each side's got its own color.
I know, and it's got a Monopoly theme going.
Monopoly theme, that was Lewis's idea.
Well, of course.
But so, and now Lewis is actually signing to, that I'm producing Lewis's next album.
Oh,
and,
brilliant. Okay.
It's going to be on R Real Records, so...
Very cool.
It's pretty awesome. I love Lewis a bit. It's absolutely brilliant songwriter.
He's one of them, isn't he? He's a
sweet person as well.
He's a gorgeous man, and he did vaguely relocate to Madrid. I say that because he's still one of ours. We'll still have
him. He's in Ponferrada.
Well,
now. Ponferrada.
You call it what you want. is that like an hour and a half out or something?
Yeah, it's a bit north. It's in the sort of mountains and stuff. It's a lovely place. I played there with him and stuff.
Oh, well, I was going to ask you, so through Lewis or just anyway, have you toured Spain and Madrid of length or many times?
I've toured in Spain and Portugal quite a lot, and I was on their like kind of their version of BBC Radio 6, Radio Tres.
Very good.
A few times they airplayed me, and I've done like two sessions, one of which I think you can find on YouTube.
Yeah. Have you been on Radio 6?
I've been played by Stuart McConey and Mark Riley.
That counts. But not on Radio 6.
I haven't done a session for them at all.
They've played your track.
Yeah, they've played my stuff.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And BBC Radio 1 as well.
Yeah.
Mike Davies played me on The Lockdown, which was the punk show, and then he played one of my bluesy songs, which was kind of fun. Is it like really out of place?
Because we were talking off air when you got here, I was saying, anything else, what else, work-wise? You go, nope, this is it. I have been a professional singer, musician, music is my world. And we were just, and you were saying, come May 24, how many gig, you've been gig counting?
Yeah, so a friend of mine called Frank Turner, some of you might have heard of him, I don't know.
Frank Turner.
One day he'll be famous, I swear.
One day.
He does a gig count, and a friend of mine said, you've been kind of going at it as much as he has, and we kind of started around the same time. You must have done nearly as many shows. So I went through and I counted all the, went through the old diaries and old spreadsheets and nonsense. And
yeah.
Counted all, and it turned out we were basically neck and neck. And now, somehow, in the last year, I've managed to get about 100 shows ahead of him.
Wow.
Which is wild. Wow. And so, show 3000 will be in May at a festival called Pooza Festival.
3000?
Yeah, 3000 shows. And that's just solo shows, that's not band shows. I've been in bands and done both. This is just the solo shows.
I cut you off. Sorry, where's that going to be?
Montreal.
You old rocker.
Playing a festival called Pooza Festival. And if you're wondering what a pooza is, it's poutine and pizza, because the organiser, Guillaume,
Pooza,
one day decided he couldn't decide whether he wanted poutine or pizza, so he put poutine on a pizza.
What is poutine?
Poutine is like chips with gravy with cheese curds.
Oh, my days. In Naples, of all places, near Pompeii, you could get chips on a pizza. I thought, what are you doing?
I've had that in Iceland as well. Yeah. That's kind of a fun thing to do. Yeah.
Not bad, eh? Carb City.
Yes.
Bring on the carbs. Listen, we can chat chips all night, but I'd rather bring up the mics for another reason. We got Tim Holhouse here. Tim, what would you like to play?
I'm going to play the lead single of my new album, Bears in Winter Jackets.
Bears in Winter Jackets?
Yes, I can tell you the story about it afterwards if you want.
I think you should. I love it.
It's got a really fun story, this one.
Tim Holhouse.
It's that time of year again, and the snow lays on the ground, and we go out, yeah, we go out. So ride my bike forever. Remember that day down by the ridge? Yeah, I nearly lost my grip. Yeah, you saved my life that day, and the memory still remains. So run my bike forever. Oh, bears in winter jackets, and we're going out in the cold. Yeah, we're bears in winter jackets, and I'm never coming home. Yeah, we're bears in winter jackets. jackets, bears in winter jackets now.
Bears in winter jackets. I mean, you can't. I mean, I've tried to argue with that, but you can't. You just can't. Okay, now you said there was a story behind that.
So, yeah, that song, Ed, that song is probably, like, the thing that's existed, the second oldest thing that's existed.
Yes.
From the album.
Okay.
So the album was written...
We haven't mentioned this. So basically, you are here because there's an album launch at the Bee's Mouth on Saturday the 2nd of March, paid gig, for this album, which is called Year.
Yes. So the album's called Year, and the whole concept behind it was in 2019...
Yeah.
I decided as a challenge to myself to write and record a song a month for the year, which...
Like it.
...is easy... If you're at home,
yes.
But when you do 250 gigs that year.
Wow.
There was a lot of recording stuff in hotel rooms.
God, yeah.
And writing things on my phone and like putting stuff together. But
what would you record them on in your hotel room?
iPads and iPhones,
yeah.
And things. And then would like transfer them to Logic when I was home for like a couple of minutes and try and do a quick mix job and put them out. So we put out the demo. I put out the demo through 2019 with the whole idea was then to then go in 2020 and record the thing.
Yeah. What happened?
something happened. I don't know what it was.
Come on. Tell me.
finally in 2022, after a 3-month tour in Canada, US, UK and Europe.
Wow.
I finished the tour and went straight into... Antwerp, finished in Antwerp, and I went to Big Dog Recordings in Antwerp, and Tim Van Dorn, fantastic Dutch gentleman, helped me produce it.
Great.
And
wow. If people are listening and they think, I want to go out, I want to do 150 gigs a year, how are you getting all these gigs? Is it a combination of the fact you've done nothing else for 20 years and you know all these people?
A bit of that.
Is there a team behind you as well?
There is a bit nowadays, but a lot of it's hard work.
Massively hard work.
It's like, I spent my time down on the train to get here.
Yeah.
The hour on the train answering booking emails and other such things. There's a lot of work. I do now have a management team and I have a label... and a publisher, which has helped. I'm looking for a booking agent. If there's any booking agents out there who fancy taking on a hard-working touring musician, I'm your guy.
And you're pretty well solo. You travel with your own steam
guitar. a lot of solo. But the Bee's Mouth, in fact, I will be with my band, The Escape Ghosts.
Oh, hello.
So
are they on this album?
So one of them's on the album, and there's also Pete Wright. And Kieran, who I've toured with a lot, the violin player as well, there's violin on there. But James, the bass player, is on the record. Although James is just about to leave.
What?
James lives in Exeter and the commute's up to London because the whole band...
That's a journey.
...is a bit of a journey. He's given me a year, so I appreciate that.
And how do you notice that when you're touring with two or three other people? I mean, because that's a dent in the salary, right?
Yeah, that is kind of why I do a lot more solo than I do band stuff.
Yeah.
But, it was great fun at the weekend as well. We were just out at the weekend... And being with the gang and everything. So now we have Howard Lane on drums. We have Jim Rhesus on guitar, Megan Linford on lead guitar, and then James on bass and myself, obviously. So, and it's Tim Holhouse and the Escape Ghosts.
The Escape Ghosts. I like it.
Yeah,
like
it's a sort of play on words.
Nice.
I did tell them they could make a better name up because I came up with that one and came up with that. And I said, this is what I'm calling you, unless you can think of a better name. And they went, nah, we'll go with that.
Happy. do you ever write with anyone else?
Sometimes, yeah. There's a German band called Gavial, who I've done two albums with. But a lot of the times when I work with people, what I do is I'm come up with the initial song and stuff and have like the thing set, and then they bring their sort of ideas to the table.
Yeah.
The only exception is I've done this quite recently. I did some music for Library Music, which I think is going to be used on a car commercial.
Oh, great.
Which was my friend Nick, and he asked me up to do lyrics and vocals for So it's literally, he said Stoner Rock, and you can get sort of guess what I wrote about.
Stoner Rock, yeah.
And then he said in the, when I got to the studio, oh yeah, all those lyrics, we're going to have to change those because this might be used for a car commercial.
Fine. You said, it's my art. Okay, fine.
Yeah, so I was literally scrolling stuff down and like changing words and then singing them. And
nice.
But it was kind of fun, and it was a nice little challenge to myself to do something like that, and working with somebody else as just like a vocalist, which is, for my money, is what I do best. I do.
Yeah.
I'm a frontman, vocalist, and lyricist, and then the guitar is just kind of something I do out of necessity,
right,
to provide the sound.
Yeah. Anna and Hove loves the name of the band that you came up with.
Oh, thank you very much, Anna. Thank you so much.
So hold on to that. Yeah. Would you like to play us something else live? What have you got lined up?
So this one was written in Brighton.
Get out of town. What's it called?
I was looking out at your broken pier.
It is my broken pier, yes. Thank you. Hands off.
It's called Turn.
April showers won't last forever, and we can come home and dry off from the rain. And we turn and face the tide. Yeah, we turn and face the tide. You're being a fool, I heard her say. You're ridiculous in so many ways. But that's why I love you anyway. Yeah, we turn and face the tide. Yeah, we turn and face the tide.
Like the changing of the seasons, like the tides of the sea, ever growing, ever moving, because you're here with me.
We turn and face the tide. Yeah, 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 we turn and face the tide.
All right, that, my friends, was Turn. You're listening to the awesome sound of Tim Holehouse, who's here in the studio. He's just put his guitar down. He's going to pick up a massive bassoon. Oh, no, he's not. That's great. So that's track four. So if we're going through the months, that is April.
That is April,
which
yes.
Which was hence the mention of rain.
Yes, and April showers. Because we got stuck in the rain, me and my partner, and April Fools, and I mean, you're being a fool, I heard her say.
Get on,
That was all sort of coming into my head while I was sat on the beach, and it was actually a pleasantly sunny day down on the beach looking at the old pier, the one that's destroyed.
The relic, which is hence the photo in the album.
In the album,
Very, very nice.
I was on tour with the amazing Tommy Comstock, or Fidge. From Austerity, the band Austerity, if you know them. They're fantastic. Yeah. They're from here. And we were on a spoken word tour. I was doing a very rare non-guitar tour, but I brought the guitar with me because I just feel wrong going out without a guitar.
Naked. Naked is the
so
word.
I had the guitar just in case people just hated my spoken word set, sort of telling tales of the road, which I will be doing again, actually, with Tommy in London at Waterloo Pier. I can't remember the date, but I've done a few of these spoken word sets, and somebody described it as a very mellow Henry Rollins.
So it's not poetry?
No, it's not poetry. It's just
spoken
me.
Word.
It's just me telling stories, which will probably all end up in the book once I've finally written it.
Love it. Kenny Murray listening. He says, great lyrics there, Tim. Very special.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very
that's
nice.
Very kind.
Thanks,
yeah,
Kenny.
That's
yeah,
very
well, Kenny, Kenny's no slacker to the lyric either. He's a mighty fine wordsmith, I tell you. So you're in fine company.
Oh, fantastic.
So you, to tell us about the next plan. So you said you'll be in Montreal May 24, show 3000, isn't it? It sounds like a song there somewhere. What's your tour between now and then? I mean,
oh, crumbs.
Are you all
so,
over the shop?
So we're sort of London, well, Kingston upon Thames, yep. The album launch on Friday. And
then Hotford.
Beesmouth. Then I think we're in Chatham and then Tunbridge Wells.
Okay. Okay.
And then I think there's a few more UK ones until I go to start of April. I go out to mainland Europe, Germany, Belgium, Netherlands, blah, blah, blah.
That is Europe. Is this all sort of ostensibly pushing the album year?
Yeah, this is the album, as the label put it, the album cycle year.
Right. Do you have to go out there with a huge bag of swag of CDs to sell at the back of the hall, or is that just not
No, I do. Yeah. I do my own merch, have vinyls, because the album's come out on vinyl, CD and tape cassette.
You've got your own top on there, TH.
Yes, I do. I have the. I'm wearing my own merch today because all my other hoodies are in the wash. All my other hoodies are in the wash.
Is that the reason, sir? Yes, you're modelling it well. Do you sell those?
Yes, I sell hoodies. I have hoodies,
but you can't carry all this around Europe, do you?
Yeah, I've got a car which I.
Oh, you drive around.
Yeah, and I have a little suitcase. If you come to the Beesmouth on Saturday, you'll see the magic suitcase, which is my mum's old suitcase from the Navy.
Beautiful.
And it's this old school suitcase, and I flip it open, and it's got vinyls and CDs. And
hang on, I'm now adding up stuff. So you were born in Plymouth, your mum's in the Navy.
Portsmouth.
A naval child.
Yeah, mum and dad were both in the Navy.
Were they really?
Yeah, that's where they met.
So did you have to go abroad a lot, or were you mostly UK based?
No, we spent a year in the States in Washington DC.
Sure.
When my dad was based out there, my mum quit the Navy and became a home economics teacher.
Okay.
And so we were mostly based in Portsmouth. We spent a year in Washington, but in America, but didn't stick. And so grew up in Portsmouth. I've moved around more since
despite being a naval child. I love it. That is fantastic. I love that. I interrupt. So back after Montreal, have you literally got the whole year mapped out in tour?
It's pretty much getting there. Yeah. It's there's a few more things I've got to put together, but pretty much it's sort of planned out. So I've got a bit somewhere between sort of mainland Europe. I'll go Greece for a couple of days and then go to Canada, come back from Canada. Then it's festival season, so sort of dotting in and out for festivals over the place.
Do you prefer festivals?
I actually prefer normal gigs.
Yeah.
I played Boomtown
and
Rebellion. I mean, certain festivals, Rebellion, I absolutely adore Rebellion Festival. And there's one called The Fest and Pooza Fest and stuff. And I really like a nice festival. The Scottish Anarcho Folk Punk Festival was really awesome. But, I do like, I'm a bit of a sucker for house shows, which it seems to not be so much of a thing over here in the UK anymore, but I've played so many house shows in mainland Europe, in America, and I love a good house show because you can...
So intimate, isn't it?
So intimate. You can just literally sit there with an acoustic. You don't even need microphones.
Beautiful.
You just sit there and you just play.
Yeah.
And there was one in Graz in Austria where I ended up like, I think it was chatting to, I don't drink anymore, but I used to drink. And I was there with a bottle of Jack Daniels, just like, sorry.
Language, we'll take it out, folks. Apologies there.
Sorry.
He's on the road. Give him slack, baby.
Sorry.
It's fine.
It almost turned into Sean Ryder.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Sean Ryder from the Happy Mondays.
Don't channel that.
I was drinking and then I was just, blabbing away after the show. And I was like, I think they all thought it was like the spoken word set, which is kind of partly where the spoken word set comes from, is that
it.
I don't often talk a lot between songs.
And I'm glad you're still able to do it without the booze. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Tim, we're almost out of time. Do you want to do one more track?
Sure. I'll just...
pick up something to play. What have you got there?
Yeah, I just dropped the pick.
Drop the pick, man.
Yeah, there we go.
You dropped the pick, folks. The pick. Dropped. Just right, gonna... we got you, if you could see this, we've got a whole load of guys running around with belts, the keys. They're just plugging in Tim now, handing him another guitar. It's I mean, we call them, you know, engineers. They call themselves roadies. It's whatever. Tim, take it away. What track's this?
This is the title track of the album. This song is called Year.
Yeah. First track on the album as well.
It's the whole album is a band album. There is one very acoustic track, which I actually haven't played today because I just kind of didn't feel like it. But this song is called Year. It's the title track, and it's a very much a full band album.
He does endings, that chap. Tim, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Pete. It's been really kind.
So nice. I'm sorry the time has run out.
That's absolutely fine.
We had another 7 tracks to play and a lot of chat.
You've got the album, so feel free to spin it as
we will
spin it accordingly.
Yeah. And last thing, where would you like people, if they want to buy this album as a hard copy, where would you like them to go? Is there a place?
It's all over the shop, but it is on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And if you just look up Tim Holehouse, and that's with an H, not a W.
Thank you.
That is my real name.
You are a star.
Tim Holehouse or timholehouse.com. I've got a website or R Real Records, and that's three A's.
Yes.
Two H's, three exclamation marks, and then Real Records.
Right.
That's my label in the UK. And Ian is one of the nicest fellas ever, and he's based out of Cambridge, and he keeps putting out my records.
Fantastic.
So thank you so much to him, and he's now soon signed Mr. Lewis McHale.
Out of town, you see. Wheels within wheels, my friends.
Yeah.
Wheels within wheels. Well, folks, Saturday the 2nd of March, Bee's Mouth, please get down there. And I reckon if you went up to Tim, either before or after, he will kindly have a chat, and he'll say
absolutely, absolutely.
And he's the nicest fella to boot. Of course he is.
Thank you so much, very kind
Tim,
of you.
Tim, you are a star. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
If you're with your friends, or if you're on your own, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. If you are at work, in the car, or stuck at home, you're okay as long as you are with Pete Jones. Oh, Pete Jones, oh, Pete Jones, he's the man, don't you know? So listen, listen to the Pete Jones Show.